This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wind already provides more than 5% of all the power generated in this country. Not a huge amount, but pretty good. Maybe you've seen those wind farms out there. Offshore wind, though, is a trickier deal. Setting up turbines at sea is expensive, and a lot of people don't like the idea of having their ocean views ruined, which is why there's a bill making its way through Congress that would force some offshore wind turbines to be so far out to sea they couldn't be seen. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains what that might mean for wind power generation.
Offshore wind energy hasn't taken off in a major way in the U.S. Amy Grace is with Bloomberg New Energy Finance. She says it's not about turbines hundreds of feet tall blocking anyone's view.
It's the price. The price needs to come down so it can compete with other forms of generation.
Right now, offshore wind costs more than twice as much to build as wind farms on land. The largest wind farm in the U.S. was actually just announced in Oklahoma. It could send power to 1 million customers in 4 states. But that does nothing for Atlantic states, says Clint Plummer. He's VP of Development for Deepwater Wind.
Building a major wind farm in a place like Oklahoma doesn't deliver energy to the East Coast. And there's not enough land to build solar farms at scale to deliver them into these densely populated coastal areas.
Plummer's company runs the only offshore wind farm that's fully operating in the U.S., in Rhode Island, and plans to build more, including one in Maryland. A new bill in Congress could change the specifics of that. It would require that offshore wind turbines go 24 miles away from the beach to preserve ocean views. The nation's largest planned offshore wind project could be back to the drawing board if the bill passes, even though Maryland is part of an East Coast regional project to promote renewable energy. Timothy Fox is with Clearview Energy Partners.
This is absolutely an example of how a federal lawmaker could hinder, if not halt, a state-level proposed and supported project.
U.S. Wind has plans to put dozens of turbines 17 miles off of Maryland's coast, 7 miles closer than the bill allows. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.